Programming is like learning to write. It is not just another class. If a school tricks you out of programming, then even though you may be great with computers, you will never really be able to use them. It is like a school tricking you out of learning how to write. Becoming a programmer is not about working in an office cubicle. It is about not needing to. And today, with the rise of these $10 million language models, or artificial intelligence as we can call it, you can request bits of code from the machine itself. It is exactly like pair programming. A computer program will be not so clumsily able to help you create your programs. In the beginning, you face the problem that I am so familiar with, it is almost sad. I used to call it the foot in the door problem, but I refer to it now as finding pleasant on-ramps. Basically, it means you develop a desire to have a need for a specific program or technology to put your foot in the door and start learning with an aim in mind. Here you can see how different that is from what goes in school. You don't get on-ramps in school. You get textbooks that have been perfectly flattened out into an easy-to-test and memorize surface. And it is a dangerous way to try to learn something, because they are not meant for learning, but memorization and pretending to pass. Schools, above all, are interested in retaining accreditation. They are forcing you into pretending to learn. They created a system for you to pass state requirements and all the entry exams just so that they get paid. This is not real education. It is just tricking you into having an impression of one. This is how people can take a programming class and not know how to program. Or maybe even learn to hate programming. Imagine your first lessons in writing being taught so bad that kids would say they hate it and just never learn how to write. Again, programming is a fundamental talent, like language or writing. And an effective education in this area is a crime because it cuts you off from a safe future. You have no choice but to start learning on your own. And I recommend JavaScript, as it is the most capable language with the strongest momentum forward. Listen, you won't feel like a clown when you put your software on the server and still have to learn JavaScript to give it a user interface. Node.js and similar bring JavaScript to the server, and that basically seals the deal. Because it's not just a program, it's also the user interface. It is the language that you will need to use in the most critical moment. It won't be shell script, it won't be C or C++, it will be the user interface and communicating with the server. And if you ever care to dive into the Linux kernel or writing your own drivers, the syntax change will feel good. Brackets that you are most familiar with will hold it all together for you. But you should focus on fighting your poverty first, long before you get to developing open source programs and fun gadgets. Just look what is happening on the internet. People come up with amazing ideas, like AI or interfacing with one, and set up websites with a monthly membership. This should be your ultimate destination, crafting self-provisioning networks that expand and contract as needed, and helping all your signups to become even happier. They are happiest when they are creating products for sale in their own stores. And generative AI that creates beautiful images will make your users pretty happy. All it takes is just a simple website that helps your users manage their products, and you are ready to go. It's a good on-ramp. And here you don't have to connect to an artificial intelligence. You can pre-create accounts with bundles of 10 or 100 beautiful unique images. People don't want to learn prompting the AI. They just want to set up their stores and pay for some traffic to get the sales going. You can let them choose what image packs they start with and let them pick bundles along the way as they grow. All the while, your website helps them track all their efforts and to-do lists of launching products on various platforms. Basically, they get a planner and start converting those images into products wherever an image can be applied to some physical thing, a t-shirt, a cup, or a blanket maybe. AI creates products out of thin air. You see, and since all designs get boring, there will always be an interesting market for more. And yes, you can run AI on a gaming rig at home. You can use Stable Diffusion with some extras to make beautiful image packs, for sure. It is a very broad, but a quality idea. Project management and cool product image bundles, or access to an image generator by using some distant AI API. Do not delay. Start learning programming. Don't let schools cut you off from your future just so that the school staff gets paid. The path less traveled by is not graduating from ineffective schools, but taking your education into your own hands. Here, no one will force you into debt, or cubicles, or TPS reports, and writing unit tests. Become an independent inventor. Self-educate by turning easy on-ramp finding into a form of art. May your software empires rise faster than you can wrap your head around it all. Please remember that all human beings are meant to grow all the way up. There is no stopping halfway through life and calling it enough and having a midlife crisis. Our entire world needs to start transcending their cubicles, limits, or indoctrination and growing all the way up until everyone can stand as a great being.